First of all, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank you for furthering my education tonight. I first learned about the Northern Pass controversy on the Bulldog live show a couple of months ago. And as you can imagine, we're studying problems all around the country, so this isn't the only one. But I've spent time and done my due diligence studying it, and today I was very happy to come up to Concord and announce that I oppose this project. And as you heard, it requires a presidential finding. And so it is a legitimate issue in the presidential primary. Absolutely. Now, I want to give you some background in just 30 seconds. I have a long record since going to Washington 45 years ago of fighting corporate interests and fighting corrupt politics. And as I often say, when you fight the bad guys, you make enemies, you don't make friends. But I feel I'm in the presence of many new friends this evening. We're going to fight this, and I think we can defeat them. And next week, I'm going to be in a position, I think, to come back to you with my campaign team and really turn the heat up on these people. And also turn the heat up on my fellow Republicans who fly into New Hampshire on corporate jets and have these SUVs with the dark windows, and they come out and say a few words, and then they go to a cocktail party and raise $50,000 from the very people that want to fry all of you. I speak for and represent you, and we're going to come back to you with some really exciting ways to fight this proposal. But thank you all for coming out tonight. Thank you all for educating me. But thank you to my friend Bulldog for keeping after me. God bless him. You are not alone. You are not alone. One of the biggest things that you have in life is you always feel, as some of the speakers have said, well, we try and nobody listens. Well, you can ask this young man here. It's kind of like E.F. Hutton. When Andy Martin talks, people listen. And we're going to make New Hampshire listen. They're going to take off the earmuffs. They're going to take off the blinders. And they're going to have to listen to you. I will do it. I promise you tonight, mark my words and mark my progress as your de facto representative. They will not get away with burying this. They will not get away with pretending you don't exist. They will not get away in this country, in this era of corporate fascist democracy, where the country works for the rich, it works for the privileged, it works for the lobbyists. And by the way, somebody said, I don't know where they, I think, was it you or was it the good doctor? They get $250 a day. There isn't a lobbyist in the country that gets $250 a day. They get $250 an hour to fight you. And I'm here to fight back. I'm going to ask for your support in due course. But before I ask for it, I'm going to earn it. And we're going to fight them. And as Churchill said, we'll fight them on the seacoast. We'll fight them in the White Mountains. We'll fight them up along the Canadian border. But we will never surrender to the Northern Pass. God bless you all.